top story. In just a few hours, President Trump literally, physically headed to the Supreme Court, where oral arguments will be held over his push to end birthright citizenship for children of illegal migrants and temporary visitors to the U.S.
You're going to go to the Supreme Court tomorrow.
I do believe.
And just sit there and listen.
Because I have listened to this argument for so long, and this is not about Chinese billionaires or billionaires from other countries who all of a sudden have 75 children or 59 children in one case or 10 children becoming American citizens.
Joining me now, constitutional law attorney Mark Smith. And Mark, obviously, I want to focus on the law throughout this segment, but we have to talk about this. What do you make of President Trump being the first president, based upon all of our research, to ever attend an argument at the Supreme Court?
It's a great idea. Look, he is the party. And if you're a party, you're totally entitled to go to court and observe the proceedings. So I think President Trump should attend today. He is the party here. He is the one that created this lawsuit. And thank God he did. It was his executive order that finally got this issue of birthright citizenship before the court. Because as you know, Todd, the reality was up until now, there was nobody had standing to challenge this absurdity of basically anyone that comes to the United States and has a kid, they become an automatic American citizen. You could not challenge that because no one had standing to do so until President Trump wisely did this executive order. So he should attend this argument because he's the one that caused it.
Let's drill down into the law. This case is challenging a long-held interpretation of the 14th Amendment, with Section 1 of the amendment reading, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States, and this is the key part right here, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. How should the court ultimately rule on that question? We had it underlined on the screen, jurisdiction thereof.
Well, the phrase subject to the jurisdiction thereof is a clear historical meaning. Remember, after the Civil War, the whole goal was to make sure that slaves and their children were made American citizens. That was originally done by a congressional statute, Todd, the Civil Rights Act of 1866, but there was concerns that a statute would not be sufficient to last the rest of the country's history. So the decision was made to create the 14th Amendment. And the reason why that's significant is when you read the Civil Rights Act of 1866, it literally says to be an American citizen, you have to be born in the United States and also not subject to any foreign power. That language was essentially elevated into the Constitution in the form of the 14th Amendment. So today, if you're simply visiting the United States, if you sneak into the country as an illegal alien and have a child, you are still subject to a foreign power, meaning your home country. So therefore, under the 14th Amendment, you're not subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and you haven't met the criteria to be a citizen. And that's a pretty straightforward argument. But of course, there's a vested interest on the other side to say that anyone born in the United States is an American citizen. And the only reason why that interpretation has lasted as long as it has is because, as you know, there's been no ability to challenge this in court because the only people withstanding are people that benefited from this wrong interpretation of the law. Everyone else had no standing until this executive order by President Trump.
So what are they saying? They're basically saying that Trump is the first person. Shout out to Roland Martin, who I don't think has ever given Trump the credit that he deserves. Shout out to the Blackity Black. Shout out to all of these people that has never given Trump the credit that he deserves. That he is the one president, not Obama, not Kamala Harris and Biden, not any of these people. He's the president that actually stands up and then crafts the executive order that ultimately forces the Supreme Court to have to rule and make a decision. And he's actually pulling up to the court so that he can advocate for and further advocate for the push of the ending of birthright citizenship because it no longer benefits Black people. See, we have these conversations a lot of times, and we talk about affirmative action. We talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. We even talking about the alphabet community. We talking about people that are brown versus Black, and then we integrated it and we said brown and Black, and now you got people that are Hispanic saying, but I'm a brown person, and I can then benefit in the same way that Black people can. And you can see women and they then make them a double minority. If you're a Black woman or if you're a white woman, then she says that she's a minority because she's a woman. And so they've continued to manipulate the terms that then do not even benefit Black people anymore. No Black person here whose ancestry or whose ancestors were born inside of the United States of America as slaves brought over into this country through the transatlantic slave trade. We don't benefit from it anymore. So if we don't benefit from it anymore because we've aged out and slavery hasn't been a thing for a while now, then why would we continue to have this law that allows for people that's not from here to benefit from it? Why should they inherit your birthright? Oh, I forgot. There's no president that actually stands up for it. Trump is racist, right? So he continues to work and in a way acknowledge he's the only president. You've never seen Obama say, hey man, birthright citizenship was supposed to be for the descendants of slaves. Trump is the only person that has actually said it out loud with his mouth. Hey man, we need to abolish this because it's Asian people that's taking advantage of it that's not from here. Hispanic people that's not from here taking advantage of it. Venezuelans that's not from here trying to take advantage of it. They coming over here fake pregnant. And they taking advantage of laws that was created to benefit you. Things that you died for. Things that your ancestors died for. Things that people fought for and died for. Freedom. And then to be acknowledged. I don't see no black organization. I don't see CNN. I don't see MSNBC advocating for this. I don't see none of these people actually advocating for it and pushing behind the president to end birthright citizenship that they know don't benefit black people, but yet and still you'll still be against them. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting? That's the part of the conversation that Roland Martin skipped over when he wanted to do his recap of the conversation that me and Stephen A. Smith had.
Push back slightly. You said it's the other side, Democrats specifically, and you're 100% right on that. But I would also argue Republicans have not been as...
Somebody said, give the United States back to the Indians. Bro, Indians participated in the slave trade also. That's the part of history that they didn't teach you. See, I'm going to start digging into this really heavy because y'all keep acting like Indians were innocent. Indians were conquered, and then what they did was partner with white people to continue and benefit and prosper off of the slave trade because Indians owned slaves also. That's the part of history that they don't tell you. See, because you ignorant and you don't know any better, you say stuff like this because you use talking points and propaganda that was given to you because you think you know better, but you don't really know your history. If you go back and you read and you study and you look at these things in your spare time, instead of watching, Love in the Pod or whatever it is that they got going on, you'll understand that they actually worked really well with white people to actually manufacture and use slaves for their benefit also. They benefited tremendously. All of these tribes, all of these Indian tribes benefited from slavery also. They participated in some instances. It's documented that they were more cruel to black people and slaves than even the white people was in the South. So please miss me with all of this stupid junk that y'all keep talking about. Like we not supposed to be here or we're not supposed to benefit or, hey, oh my God, it's the Indians. I see these white liberals, these raging white liberals running around talking about the Indians and all of this. They wasn't innocent. They was benefiting. They were capitalistic just like everybody else. What you talking about, bro? I can't stand when people do this fake woke stuff. No, life happens and slavery has been a part of our existence and our history. Not just black people, but it's been in existence since the beginning of the time, indentured servitude. Everybody benefited. Do your research. Go and look it up. They benefited. They traded slaves too. keep talking about immigrants built this country. Black people built this country. And that don't mean running the victim Olympics and start using racism as a justification for why you can't be successful. We built this country. We built this country. Stop lying and talking about immigrants built this country. That's a talking point. The only reason this country came to be what it is because they used slaves and they looked at them as property. They looked at them as assets. Stop doing that. Stop playing that game. I don't have no more respect for the Indians than I do for white people than I do for anybody else. They all participated. They all sold out and they all benefited. So don't tell me about what no sellout is. We capitalistic just like everybody else. The problem with black people is because they keep on trying to stand on business while everybody else is taking advantage of all of the opportunities, the minerals, the gold, the rare earth minerals in Africa and inside of the United States of America. Everybody keep benefiting and we keep trying to be the standard bearer while we accept the fact that they use you as a poster child to push through some stuff that benefit them. You need to start being capitalistic and you need to start being selfish. Oh man, you gonna sell out to who? We need money. You ain't seen the hoods. You ain't been around the United States of America. You need money in order to get stuff done. You need money to lobby. You need money to build up in your communities. You need money in order to educate your kids and invest in your schools. You need money for scholarships. You need money to get yourself out of debt. You need money to maintain your homes. You need resources. Stop being poor. You ain't cooler and you ain't gonna get no further in heaven because you broke. You ain't wiser than nobody else. You ain't woker than nobody else. You just poor. That's it. You just poor alone. Ain't no benefit to it. Ain't nothing gonna come from it. You're not gonna get no extra crown or no jewel in heaven. You're not gonna get no bigger mansion. You just broke. That's it. Stop leaning on this broke shit. Excuse my language. Stop leaning on being poor as justification for why you think you're righteous. You're not. Get your money in and do what you got to do in order to benefit other people that love you. And if you really want to make a change, go put some money in somebody's pocket and hire somebody. Keep on letting these Democrats and all of these foolish people take advantage of you. Get some money, bro. Before it's too late. The Indians. You don't even take care of your own family and you advocating for some Indians. Your daughter and your son gonna have to take out some student loans. They gonna owe the government before they even able to have an 18th birthday. Already in debt. Graduate high school and get straight to debt. You gotta spend the rest of your life trying to pay something off. What's wrong with you? Your kids just inherit debt. When that became cool? When did it become cool to be broke? To owe somebody the minute that you turn 18 years old? That ain't cool. And we sit here following these fools that got all the money already. They get the political money. The Roland Martins. Don Lemon been getting money from CNN and then he leveraged that in order to create a platform. Guess who the people that support Don Lemon the most? Liberal white women. He married to a white man talking about black rights. What black person he didn't put on? Joy Reid's parents ain't even from the United States of America. All of y'all people that y'all following is ops. They all ops. And y'all just get behind them, look them up to lick them up. They don't even align with you. They ain't even of your bloodline. They don't even mess with you. You a commodity to them. They cosplaying and grifting. But because they got a big name, we just going to keep on following them. They not even as smart as you. They cosplaying. They pretending. They doing what you should be doing, and they getting all your resources, and they not even benefiting you. Ain't even from here. Let this African woman come over here and get a job on MSNBC and start claiming victim. For what? To who? You don't even know her. You don't know her parents. You don't know where she's from. You don't even know if that's her real name. Who her daddy? Not even from the United States of America. Kill me. Amazing. Amazing. And these are y'all leaders. These are the people that y'all listen to every single day. See, y'all aggravate me. Y'all aggravate me. You piss me off every single day when I look outside and I see your neighborhoods. And in the meantime, they letting these punk politicians come into church and stand on the pulpit and tell you how you should vote. That's not your life. That's not your calling. Wake up. Think for yourself. Do your own research. Understand where you came from. Know the history of the country and leverage it and get everything you can out this month. Get everything you can out of this life, out of this country, out of this life. The way that you show that you love God is by showing that you actually taking advantage of it and using the talents that was given to you in order to benefit the people that really hold you down the most. Being a good steward, that's love. Not this fake woke, oh, I'm aligning with people because we black. They don't benefit you. They don't even like you. Nothing about them is aligned with what you're supposed to be doing. They gay. They stupid. They not from here. They bringing their own culture here, and they taking advantage of you. Everything about them is against God. All of it. Everything about them. Their lifestyle, how they spend their money, who it is that they support, it's all demonic. And you following up behind them because you think it's cool. Grow up, be a man, lead your family, and get this money and go run up a bag. Sick of this, bro. If I ain't following no gay man, what I look like? Y'all 30, 40, 50 years old, sitting there following behind a man that call himself a lemon drop. What are we doing?
Enthusiastic, let's say, as you are, that this is going to be a win for their side. The prevailing wisdom, as you well know, is that this court is going to keep birthright citizenship in place. So with that as the baseline, what questions do you expect these justices to ask at oral arguments today? Who are you paying attention to? And ultimately, what does your gut tell you as to how the court will rule when they rule in a few months?
Well, this court is very much an originalist court. And what that means, as you know, Todd, as an attorney yourself, is you look at the text of the relevant law. This is the 14th Amendment. And you look at the surrounding history. Keep in mind, there is already a group of people that were born in the United States at the time of the 14th Amendment, but were not made citizens because they were subject to a foreign power. And that was the Native American population. The Native American population was born in the United States in the late 19th century at the time of the 14th Amendment, but they were not American citizens. Why? Because they were subject to a foreign power in the...
Let me tell y'all something, bro. Let me tell you what I think that the goal should be, all right? Let me tell you what I think that the goal should be. Your whole objective and goal should be family legacy. And I'm not talking about passing on no generational wealth. That's a talking point. Your entire goal should be takeover. Takeover. Winners win and they take over everything. Takeover. And I'm not talking about your bad kids, these teenagers, that getting stolen cars and take over downtown Detroit or take over Chicago or take over New York or take over. I'm talking about taking over when it comes to winning assets, investments, everything. Takeover. Not sharing. No more sharing. Take over networks, take over content creation, take over success, take over real estate. It should be takeover. Y'all should be running up a bag and making sure that y'all invest in the companies that y'all like the most. Takeover. That's the name of the game in 2026 is takeover. Not sharing, not getting comfortable, not trying to figure out who my neighbors are. No, I want to buy their houses and I want them to rent from me. I want to take over the whole neighborhood and have them pay me. Pay me what you owe me. I want everything that my ancestors lost. I want everything that they were supposed to get. I want it back with interest. I want interest on my money. Take over everything. Get educated. Get out of debt. Stay down for a second. Run up a bag, invest your money, and let it roll over and take over everything. Stop compromising. That's your God-given birthright is to have it. You a king. You supposed to be a ruler. How you gonna rule when you don't own nothing? Take over everything. I want it all. I don't want to compromise no more. I'm not negotiating with everybody anymore. I'm not giving up equity of nothing. Nothing. You can't get equity in nothing that I got. Nothing. I'm not giving you nothing. I want every asset and I want to take over everything. That should be the goal. Stop compromising with people. I want to share with the Indians. No, I want to buy them out and take the land. Oh my God, man, this is the Mecca for Black people. Okay, how many of y'all actually own your homes? Take over. Keep compromising with people. Our only competition should be with each other on how you can take over another asset. Your competition should be a bidding war for the next property, for the next piece of land, for the next company. We should be buying companies instead of letting them buy us out. Why are they buying us out of our companies? Why are they taking over our platforms? Why are we selling our platforms? When you give up your stuff, you don't have a voice. You want to know what's really wrong with Jaden Ivey's situation? Let's talk about Jaden Ivey.